Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, going straight out to the hotline. Appreciate head men's basketball coach Jeff Capel joining us this morning. Coach, good morning.
Pat, what's up, man? How you doing?
I know you got back late last night, if you're back. Birdie told me you were in Houston, yeah. So the open date, you know, not having a game gives you guys a chance to get on the road, I would assume.
Yeah, it does. All of us were out yesterday just recruiting, just checking some guys out. We got back late Wednesday night from Chapel Hill and had Thursday and Friday off. We'll get together at noon today and resume practice to get ready for our game next week.
Coach, I know there's a lot of cliches in coaching, like, you know, a break couldn't come at a better time, but this would seem to be the perfect time for you guys to get a little bit off to get some rest.
Yeah, we've had a lot of really tough physical, emotional games really since conference play has started. And over the past week, couple of weeks, it's been a lot. And I was really worried about the game at Carolina just because we're banged up. Like, we're really, really banged up. We have a couple of guys that didn't practice last Monday, one because of an injury we're nursing and just trying to manage. And obviously the games are more important. One was sick and couldn't be there. We had a stomach bug floating through our team. And this time of year, man, everyone's just a little bit banged up and bruised. So for us to have this break, to be able to get a couple of days where we can just mentally and physically recover is huge for us. We'll get back today. We won't go long. We're at the period of time now in practice, or the time, I should say, of the season where we don't go too long. It's really about trying to get in and maybe add a few things, tweak a few things, work on a few things, and then get out of there.
Talking to head men's basketball coach Jeff Capel, and Coach, you mentioned after the game that your guys don't blink, and I was watching the game on TV, and they zoomed in on Jamarius on that last sequence where he obviously got fouled, and all he's doing looks like he's walking down the hallway listening to music. He's just nodding his head like he knew exactly what was going to happen and how it was going to transpire. Speak to that confidence and how it not only exists with him but kind of emanates throughout your whole locker room.
One of the things we've talked about all year was trying to be neutral. And if we get into moments, and, you know, Pat, that game was as intense of a game that I've been a part of in a while. I mean, it was very physical, and it was just really intense, really emotional for both teams. I think both teams understood how big of an opportunity it was. And, you know, they went on runs, we went on runs. The one thing we talk about at both, when they went on them, we called timeout. When we went on them, they called timeout. We kept saying in the huddle, like, okay, let's get back to neutral. Let's get back to neutral. That's kind of a saying we've adopted. And in that moment, you know, we got the stop. We came down, and we called timeout. And I know maybe people thought I was crazy, but I told our guys in the huddle, like, look, we're going for the win. We're not going to shoot it. Like, we're going for the win. And I know something that we can run. I believe this will work. We have to go out and execute it. And our guys did a heck of a job of executing that to perfection. There's no one in that situation that I would have wanted on the free throw line you know, more than Jamari's. And I didn't notice it in real time when I went back and I was watching tape. That's when I noticed how he was during that moment, out of that timeout, when they executed the play and going to the foul line. And so I just think they're really confident in each other. They believe in themselves. They believe in each other. And it's showing out there.
Now, Coach, I know you mentioned neutral, and there's been obviously some hard times throughout this season, as there always are. It seemed to be clumped together early, then bounced back. Obviously, some tough home losses in front of great crowds. But I'm going to ask you to step back for a second. Obviously, you know, being here the length of time you've been here, and all the trials, tribulations, challenges, what's it like to – and I know you're so focused on what's going on the floor, but what's it like to look up and see that place full again? What does that mean to you? And more importantly, what does that mean to your program and your players?
Yeah, more importantly, what it means to the program and the players. You know, it's something that this program deserves. It's something that this group of guys has earned. And what I mean by that, you know, as a fan of this program from afar, before I took this job, you know, and again, it's interesting, last weekend we had the 2003 team here. And that's kind of the team. I remember the 80s teams, but I was a little kid at the time. But around 2003, I had just gotten into coaching. I think my first year at VCU was 2001, 2002, somewhere around there. I think 2003 we won the league. But that's when I really started to pay attention to this program. And, you know, when they won the Big East and just that team, and then the consistency of excellence from that point on. And you saw how Ben built it. Then Jamie came in and took over, and it was kind of like a well-oiled machine. Obviously, you know, when Jamie left, there were some lean times as they entered the ACC, and just the trajectory started going in a different direction. I knew all of that when I took over, but the thing that I thought was that because I'd seen it done here before, that we could do it again. And so when I say it's deserved, it's something that this program deserves. This program has a lot of pride. There are a lot of great fans here in Pittsburgh that, you know, love this program, believe in it. Since the time I got here, I heard about the glory days and things like that. And so it's something that this program deserves, you know, to have crowds like that. But it's something that you have to earn, quite frankly. You know, my first 4 years, we didn't earn it. I mean, it can be difficult, especially when you feel the target, like the target. But it was we didn't deserve it. You know, we had teams that played hard, but we didn't do it consistently. With any sort of consistency, we had teams that, you know, seemed like they were going in the right direction, and then for whatever reason, it stopped. And there was no one more disappointed nor frustrated than me and our coaching staff. But you know, man, everyone in our program has worked, and this group of guys has just been unbelievable to be around. To watch. I mean, even you mentioned we started out 1-3, and it looked bleak, but they kept believing in us, we kept believing in them, and we kept working. And the thing that I love about this group, Pat, so much, and it's I remember one day, this was probably a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago, we had finished practice, and I was just sitting down, you know, talking to a few guys, and then I just happened to just look out there. And it had been going on for a while, but I think in that moment is when I just, for whatever reason, really appreciated it. We had 9 guys out there after practice, just shooting, working with each other, working with a coach, and they were not in a hurry to leave. And that's, you know, it had been happening for a while, but that's been the thing this group has done, man. They really enjoy being around each other.
Well, if it's any, I can provide a little bit of insight into that work, because I was in the event center on, I think it was Thursday, and I didn't expect to see any of your guys there. Certainly after a game, I saw the managers out there doing some work, getting ready with Jake, and Blake Hinson came out in full-fledged uniform. Obviously, he didn't have the shooting night he wanted to have in Chapel Hill. But what struck me was he was kind of commentating what was going on with the managers, which was hilarious to me. And one of the refrains I've heard, and we'll kind of close on this, and you've alluded to it from fans, is that this team is quote, fun to watch. They're fun to watch, and I assume that means they're fun to be around.
They're very fun to be around. I mean, you just mentioned Blake. So Blake did not play well against North Carolina. I mean, he didn't. You mentioned the shooting night. He was in foul trouble in the first half. He had to sit for a while. He never got into the rhythm of the game. And sometimes with a guy that's as good as Blake is and that's had the season that he's had for us, he's as important of a guy as we have. When we won in the locker room, on the way to the locker room, Pat, he must have hugged me two or three times. When we got in the locker room, he gave me another big hug. There was no one more excited than him. He could have easily pouted because he didn't have a good game. He could have easily been down. I had no idea that he was in there Thursday. I had no clue because I didn't go in. I went in for maybe about 15, 20 minutes on Thursday. But that doesn't surprise me. And that's what I mean. I mean, he gave an answer. You know, I've been in the media after games, and at our home games, we take one or two guys with us. And some of the ways these guys have answered questions has absolutely blown me away.
Yeah, you being a driver of the caravan.
Yeah. Like, we don't have a back seat, and I'm sitting there looking or listening, and I'm proud, and I'm just like, man, this is so refreshing, you know. And so we have to keep it up, man. You know, one of the things that you worry about as a coach is, you know, you're playing well, you've won these games, you're in a good spot. Now you have a couple of days off. It's important for us, but we can't lose the rhythm of competing. We can't lose the rhythm of trying to get better, and that's what we have to reestablish today.
Well, do that, Coach. Keep it up, man. Stay healthy, and good luck on Tuesday and moving forward.
Sounds good. Appreciate you.
There goes Jeff Capel, Pitt Med men's basketball head coach. Good stuff there. This team has been fun to watch, and they've got quite the opportunity. They got the conference championship within their sights. He won't talk about that with his team. He'll talk about one game at a time, and that's what they should do. But we have the beauty of perspective, and we can widen the lens a little bit. And then we talked about that today, talked about the Pitt football schedule. Thought it was a great show. Enjoyed every second of it. Thanks to PGT Trucking, Beaver County Automotive, Mac Discount, Voss TV and Appliance, all the great supporters of this show. Appreciate the callers, Jim and Matt. Jim was a little. I hope Jim has a smile on his face today. Sun's shining. I know he's upset about that Thursday night kick, but I promise you, it's going to be all right. And I appreciate Jim's 50 years of support. We'll be back next week talking about the Panthers getting back in action. They'll be down in Tallahassee next Saturday. Panthers Insider will be live from 8 to 9 a.m. We'll preview that game. We'll talk about what happened on Tuesday night. Pitt Wrestling tonight at the Peterson Event Center against Iowa State. And again, get to the Peterson Event Center on Tuesday. I know they're not playing Carolina or Clemson or the top of the league, but this is a big game against Louisville to continue to move in the right direction. The Oakland Zoo, the Pete, all the fans that get in that building, make sure you get there. Enjoy watching this team. It's supposed to be warmer this week. Traffic's not going to be great around the Pete. Just get there early and enjoy some great college basketball. We'll be back next week. For now, you've been listening to Panthers Insider on 93.7 The Fan. Have a great Saturday and hail to Pitt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.